Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week is Parshas Vayeshu, but it's also Chanukah, so we're going to focus a little bit on Chanukah. I want to start with a halachic interesting issue. There's a famous question of the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, that how come Chanukah is actually 8 days? It should be 7 days. The reason for that is because they had a miracle. They found a jug of oil and lasted for eight days instead of 1 day, because they had enough oil to last for 1 day, which means in essence the miracle was actually 7 days, because it had enough oil to last for 1 day. There are many, many answers given to this question. One of them is a famous answer, that the miracle was on the first day that they found the jug of oil. That in itself was a miracle. And then it lasted for another 7 days, which was in fact the miraculous part of its burning, and therefore in a total it makes 8 days. So this is a famous answer, that the miracle in fact was 7 days, but the extra miracle was the fact that they found the jug of oil. This answer answers a different question. There's another question asked by the Pri Chodosh. How come Chanukah is on the 25th of Kislev and not on the 26th of Kislev? If we're celebrating the miracle of the oil that lasted for 8 days, when did they actually light the menorah? You see, they won the war on the 25th and they came to the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th of Kislev. But that was by day. In other words, the first time they had the opportunity, therefore, to light the menorah was the evening of the 25th, which is, in fact, the candles that were meant to burn on the 26th of Kislev. So shouldn't it be on the 26th of Kislev? Shouldn't that, if we're going to celebrate the miracle of the oil, which is the main part of Chanukah, so why do we celebrate on the 25th of Kislev? Now, it's true that the 25th of Kislev is the military miracle, but what's that got to do with lighting the candles? However, according to the answer we gave before, and that is that the miracle was that they found the jug of oil. That was, in fact, the miracle for the first day of lighting candles. So therefore, when did they actually find the jug of oil? That was on the 25th. They found the oil on the 25th. So therefore, that's why we already light candles on the 25th, because that was the part of the 8 days, was the miracle of finding the oil. Another, I think it's from the Kotzke Rebbe, beautiful idea. And he says, actually, the miracle was not really that they found the jug of oil. The miracle was that they looked for the jug of oil. As the Gemara says, botku, they checked and they found the one jug of oil. And it's in line with something, a theme that he would often talk about, and that is never to despair and never to give up hope. When they came to the Beis HaMikdash was ransacked. They could see that all the bottles of oil were opened up. They were defiled. They were tomei. They, halachically, we also know that in fact they could have used the tomei oil, the impure oil. Because halach is, if you have nothing else, and it's got to do with the community and everyone is subject to the same problem of impurity, therefore it's okay to go and use the impure oil. But they didn't want to. So they didn't give up hope, but they didn't despair. They decided, no, there must be some oil. There must be some pure oil. So botku, they checked when they didn't have to. They checked when it wasn't logical to check. They checked when the miracle probably wouldn't have happened, but they checked anyway, and they found. That's the miracle. Which, of course, is a very big lesson in terms of our own ruchnis, our own spirituality. We always have to check. There's always stuff left. There's always a jug of oil left. There's always something to be, to go on. There's always purity. There's always purity left. That's this concept of the oil. I want to just share with you another idea based on this week's parsha. It's very interesting that Chanukah always comes in parshas Vayeshev. And we find a famous pasuk in Vayeshev when they sold Yosef into the pit. And it says, V'haboy reik, the pit was empty. They threw Yosef into the pit, and it says the pit was empty. Ein boi mayim, there was no water. And the Gemara comments in that. What does it mean? If the pit was empty, obviously there was no water. But the Gemara says, what does it mean? Ha'boi reik ein boi mayim, that the pit was empty and there was no water. It means the pit was only empty from water. Mayim ein boi, there was no water. But nechoshim va'akrabim yesh boi, there were snakes and scorpions. So there was that. Now, In other words, the tragedy of Yosef was they threw him into a pit that was empty, meaning empty from water, which is what normally a pit is used for, but actually there were snakes and scorpions. Miraculously, he survived, and he was sold down to Mitzrayim, and the rest is history. But that's what the emphasis here is coming to. Now, the it's often pointed out that this Gemara, where Rashi quotes this Gemara is Gemara Shabbos, and it's exactly in the middle of the sugya, of the topic of Chanukah. When the Gemara discusses Chanukah, the Gemara discusses how high the Chanukah candles have to be or can't be, and so on. And the same author also said something else. And what did he say? He said this particular concept of how boy reik ein boy mayim, that the pit was empty and there was no water. That's what the Gemara says. So it's funny that it always comes in Parshas Vayeshev. Chanukah is always around this Parsha Vayeshev. And this very idea of how boy reik, the pit was empty, there was no water, is actually in the Gemara Shabbos when it talks about the subtopic of Chanukah. Nothing's by chance, of course, and there's a very, very important connection here. And the connection is as follows. Water is a representation of Kedusha, of holiness. It is often said about this Chazal that this pit being empty, no water, and because no water, the snakes and scorpions, it's always a lesson about this is true with the human mind. The human mind is never empty. It's always going to be filled with something. So if it's filled with water, water is a symbol of Torah. Torah is compared to water. If the mind is filled with Torah, then the mind is doing well. If the mind is empty from Torah, it gets filled up with snakes and scorpions. But it's a little bit more than that. It's not just about being empty of Torah or not. Water is also a symbol of purity. We know a mikveh is water, right? Water is always connected with purity. It's not enough for the mind to be filled with Torah. The mind needs to be filled with purity of Torah, the holiness of Torah, understanding that Torah is a divine subject. It's a divine knowledge. It's got kedusha. It's got purity. Now, we know with Chanukah, the famous idea, that what bothered the Greeks the most was the holiness in the Torah of mitzvahs. We know, we've repeated this many times, there's a famous saying when we say the Al Hanisim, the prayer of thanks during Chanukah, we say that we recount what happened, what the Greeks wanted us to do, and it says they wanted Hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted the Jews to forget the Torah, but it doesn't say to forget the Torah, it says to forget your Torah. Meaning that the Greeks didn't even mind if Jews kept mitzvahs or learned Torah. In fact, they were very cultured people and very academic people. What they were bothered by is if the Jews would learn the Torah as God's Torah. They wanted to take the purity of Torah out of it. Now we know that when a person learns Torah and the purity of Torah is not there, it's a slippery slope to complete spiritual emptiness and spiritual toxicity. Similar to what the Pasuk says, V'haboy reik, the pit is empty. Empty of water, empty of kedusha, empty of purity, then it fills up with snakes and scorpions, and the very same Torah can derail a person into spiritual decline. And that's the connection between this Gemara and Chanukah. That's exactly what happened in the time of Chanukah. They wanted the boy reik, they wanted the pit to be empty, not empty completely. You can learn Torah, but empty of water, empty of holiness, empty of connection. And then they would know that would be the way, the strategy to kill the Jewish people, spiritually speaking. And of course, the miracle of the oil was that we reconnected and we rekindled our Kedusha, our holiness, and our Emunah, and therefore we were back on track. Just a couple of thoughts on Chanukah and the Parsha, and wishing everyone a good day and a Chanukah Sameach.